This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel has issued new evacuation orders in the central Gaza Strip, forcing more families to leave, saying its forces intended to act against militant group Hamas and others operating in the area. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
Premature Palestinian babies were being evacuated from the main hospital in Gaza's Deir Bala on Monday, following new evacuation orders issued by Israel. The United Nations said humanitarian aid operations in the area have ground to a halt as a result of the new orders, and more families have been forced to flee. Some now live in makeshift tents on the beach in Gaza's Khan Yunis. Israel has issued several evacuation orders across Gaza in recent days, the most since the beginning of the 10-month-old war.
Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. Russia carried out widespread drone and missile attacks against Ukraine Monday. Officials say the attack targeted energy and other critical civilian infrastructure in at least 10 regions, including parts of Kyiv. VOA's Flashpoint on Monday got an on-the-ground update from Anna Shinnikova.
The attack was happening in waves, so there were a couple of waves, and attack was across the country, not only Kyiv and Kyiv region, but Kyiv and Kyiv region especially. And there are reports of damages, and there are reports of especially damages of the energy infrastructure, which was the main target across the country. And in Kyiv particularly, the attack was targeting Kyiv hydroelectric power plant and Kyiv dam. The risk confirmation of damage of the plant, but there is no damage of the dam.
Canada's government says it's imposing a 100% tariff on imports of Chinese-made electric vehicles that matches U.S. tariffs and allow similar plans announced by the European Commission. The announcement comes after encouragement by U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan after speaking with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. This is VOA News. Officials in the Central African Republic say health workers striving to contain an outbreak of the Mpox virus are complaining of difficulties gaining safe access to towns and villages where armed gangs operate. Steve Miller reports from Moki Edwin Kinzika from Cameroon.
CAR government troops are fighting rebels to stop violence and political turmoil that began in 2013. The Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC, is another country with internal armed conflict. The WHO says that the country has more than 95% of the total of about 17,000 cases of Mpox reported globally this year. The Central African state reports close to 530 deaths from the disease. The UN says within the past few months, the virus has spread to five DRC neighbor nations, CAR, Burundi, Kenya, Rwanda, and Uganda. For Moki Edwin Kinzika, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
It was 3 years ago Monday when a suicide bombing killed 13 American troops at Kabul's airport during the chaotic Afghanistan war withdrawal. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
At Arlington National Cemetery, Donald Trump paid his respects as wreaths were laid for the service members. He's been looking to tie Kamala Harris to the botched pullout, saying she's bragged about being the last person in the room when President Biden decided on pulling troops out of Afghanistan. The president says the 13 troops were patriots in the highest sense. Harris says she honors every American who served in Afghanistan. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials in Spain say that thousands of migrants have attempted to cross the border from Morocco to the Spanish enclave of Ceuta in the last few days, including hundreds of youth who tried to swim their way around controls. Videos broadcast on Spanish media showed Spanish police intercepting migrants in the water and struggling to separate the new arrivals from crowds of beachgoers. Spanish government said Monday that since August 22nd, an average 700 people had attempted to breach the border on a daily basis, with a peak of 1,500 attempts on Sunday alone. The Philippine Coast Guard says China deployed an excessive force of 40 ships that blocked two Philippine vessels from delivering food and other supplies to Manila's largest Coast Guard ship in a disputed shoal. The countries blamed each other for the confrontation Monday at Sabina Shoal and the latest flare-up of the territorial disputes in the South China Sea. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.